On the line with us is Anna Cabral, who is the Treasurer of the United States. Good morning, Madam Treasurer.
Good morning, Ray.
Thanks for being on with us today.
Oh, it's great fun to be with you.
You're going to be in Portland tomorrow talking about Social Security. You're part of a panel that is going to be talking about the future of Social Security. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, absolutely. I'm looking forward to it. Well, as you know, we'll be speaking with the Chamber of Commerce there locally about Social Security reform, a key component of, I think, the President's vision for the future of America. Obviously, it's been a high priority for him. We're concerned about making sure that we do everything we possibly can to reform the system so that it remains solvent on a permanent basis so that future Americans and certainly future people who live in Maine, future Maine residents, can count on Social Security being there for them. This is especially, I think, a problem for younger people who, I think, if we don't do something soon, are going to be faced with either a huge increase in taxes or a significant cut in benefits in the years to come.
Mm.
The president has really made this a cornerstone of his second term with so many different challenges facing us. Why do you think this is so important, President Bush?
I think it's important because he genuinely has a very clear vision of what he needs to do in the 4 years he has in Washington. He wants to make sure he doesn't leave any problems for future presidents or future generations. And he understands how important it is to make sure that we deal with the looming number of baby boomers who are about to enter the system in the next few years. I mean, we know, for example, that when the baby boomers come into the Social Security retirement age, we're going to swell the ranks of Social Security beneficiaries from 42 million to 72 million in a very short period of time.
Mm-hmm.
And this system, which was designed in, 70 years ago in 1935, just wasn't designed for today's society, for the challenges we face today. So whereas, the number of workers supporting each beneficiary has been shrinking steadily from in the 1950s, there were 16 to 1, to today there are 3 to 1, and by the time my children who are in their 20s retire, they'll be 2 to 1. He wants to make sure that people can continue to count on a benefit that's been so important and so instrumental to so many people over many generations.
Yeah. Talk to us a little bit. He's such a big believer of the privatization part of Social Security. Talk to us a little bit about the benefits of that and how Americans can really approach that.
Right. That's one way to make sure that the system really, I think, addresses the challenges we face today as well as the opportunities, is to create, for the first time ever, an opportunity to participate in voluntary personal retirement accounts. And those would allow people to set aside about a third of the money that they pay in personal Social Security taxes to an account with their name on it, that they would make decisions about investing over time. They would choose from a handful of index funds that would be easily understood, easily able to manage, and be able to grow that money at a greater rate of return on average than, say, the traditional system would be able to provide for them. Best of all, when they pass on, they can leave it to their children. It's really an asset that belongs to them and their family. And in that way, I think he believes we can make a fundamental difference. Because, as you know, he's been talking about an ownership society since he arrived here in Washington. And he genuinely believes, I think, understands the benefits of people being able to own and control their own future and making decisions, financial decisions, that are in their best interest. This is one way, clearly, we can hold the government accountable. That amount of money that you set aside in this personal retirement account, if you elect to do so, can't be touched by the federal government. It belongs to you. It belongs to your children. You can pass it on. And, again, you can get a greater rate of return that would be available to you than the traditional system makes available. And it's one way to help, I think, improve and reform the system so it really meets both the needs of today's society but also takes advantage of some of the opportunities that exist.
That's great.
We're talking with Anna Cabral, who is the Treasurer of the United States. Let me ask you, why is there such resistance out there? We've heard for decades now that Social Security is in trouble, that it's going to be insolvent at some point. Why is there so much resistance to this idea?
I think, it's interesting. It's very sad that there is. I think I've heard a few people say they're afraid it will actually work. And that, for me, is a very sad, sad state of affairs, that they're afraid that the president is right, and when people begin to realize the power of being able to manage your own resources, that, it will shift the dynamics a little bit. But the bottom line is this. I think people need to understand it's critical. They need to call on their members of Congress to do something about this and do this now. why would we wait and continue to add to the cost and the burden to future generations, to our children, to our grandchildren? There's no good reason to do that. And we're actually at a very unique time in history. The president is saying, look, this is my priority. I'm willing to spend my capital on this particular project because I think it's so important to future generations. I have committed everything I can to making sure that we get this done. And it's a political opportunity. It's a very difficult thing to manage, to reach out and touch that third rail of government, which so many people fear touching. But he's saying, I'll provide the leadership, now get to work and get it done. And I think he's counting on Congress to sit down at the table together and figure out how we get permanent solvency achieved in terms of Social Security.
Yeah.
We had Steve Forbes on with us a couple of weeks ago, who's, as you know, the editor-in-chief of Forbes magazine, and is clearly someone who understands the financial markets. He said that if we move to a privatization with just a partial amount of the money from Social Security, that the American people would see two and three and maybe as much as four times the return on their money than they would through the traditional Social Security system. I just frankly can't understand the resistance to this. We know the stock market performs. And, I mean, if it goes, well, the country's probably going to go. So it just doesn't make any sense to me.
Now, historically, we know that there's a very good rate of return in the stock market. But we're not talking about people, you know, picking and choosing stocks. We're talking about a system that's designed so that pretty much anybody can use it, anybody can understand it. With some good instruction, they'll be able to make sound decisions.
Well, and more importantly, really, their own control over it, right?
Absolutely. Their own control. They'll be able to choose from fairly diversified stock index, broadly indexed funds composed of stocks and bonds, and through that decision be able to grow that money at a faster rate of return than the traditional system. I think Steve Forbes is exactly right about that. And why wouldn't you want families to be able to do that?
Well, you're absolutely right. And it's not like somebody's going to sit down and say, okay, well, today I want to buy General Motors and tomorrow I want you to buy IBM. So it's part of a kind of a mutual fund type situation.
Absolutely.
Where there's a great deal of security here.
You're absolutely right. And the other thing is we're talking about including a life cycle fund, which would allow people to say, if they're starting at the age of 20, opt in to a particular prescription of mix of stocks and bonds that would allow them greater rate of return, slightly higher risk. But over time, as they age and as they get closer to retirement, they move into lower risk, lower rate of return options that then protect them and insulate them from any shifts in the stock market itself. So, you know, we're providing them all the tools they need by design so that this, in the end, will deliver for them a better rate of return.
We're talking with Anna Crabell, who is the Treasurer of the United States. Tomorrow you're going to be in Portland at the Marriott, and you're going to be as part of a panel on the future of Social Security. What time is that tomorrow?
It's at 12:30.
It's at 12:30, and that's put on by the Portland Regional Chamber of Commerce and the United States Chamber of Commerce, right?
That's correct.
Great.
And by the way, it's going to be partly to mostly sunny, mid-70s, just to let you know.
Excellent. Thank you.
It's always nice, Ted.
Indeed. We do what we can.
I'm looking forward to it.
Well, we greatly appreciate you being on with us this morning. Thank you so much, and I look forward to hearing the results of your discussion tomorrow.
Thank you. Thanks for having us on.
Thank you so very much.